It had been a while since you carried the load like that. Did it feel familiar and enjoyable?
I mean, it felt normal. I mean, it's nothing that I haven't done before. You know, like I said, I felt good out there. I felt good out there. Every time I got the ball, you know, sometimes I didn't make a perfect read or something of that nature. But, you know, we all human beings and we all are not, no one's perfect. So, you know, I went out and I did the best I can do. And the mistakes I made, I went out later on to try to correct them.
You seem to take it.
You've been around long enough to have seen the best and worst of playing in New York. 0-6 in a Monday night game. Were you braced for what might be a negative crowd reaction for you guys?
Well, with this being New York, you never know. You never know what it happened. you know, we got to go out there and play for one another, you know, and we have a lot of fans. And, you know, just, I mean, getting certain tweets and certain things from people, I mean, there's a lot of positive. There's a lot of positive action that's being taken by a lot of our fans, and I appreciate that, and I respect that, and I know it's hard for them to go through, because it's hard for us to go through in this locker room. You know, Giant fans, they you know, they really bleed blue and like to have bragging rights as well. So, you know, and I know it's tough for them just because it's really, it's killing us in here. You know, but we just got to rally and stay together and try to turn this thing around.
You've heard nice things on Twitter. It's not usually where nice things
are. I mean, I've heard nice things on Twitter. I heard super bad things on Twitter, but Twitter is Twitter. You know, you got your little cyber gangsters out there that try to be strong, you know, or behind the keyboard. But it is what it is. You know, that's what it is. You know, someone created that platform for people to I guess get their rocks off. Without getting punched in the mouth. So.
Can you talk about the makefield, makeup of the backfield now, you, David, and now the addition of Peyton?
Well, it's good to have Peyton. Peyton's a big boy. You know, we all know that. Big physical runner, you know, which I definitely appreciate. You know, it's good to have him. You know, I'm looking forward to going to war with him.
You seem to take a lot of pride, you know, it's kind of part of what you do and kind of lifting the guys around you here a little bit. And getting back to Monday night again, it seemed like you did that at the beginning of that game, kind of get things rolling again. Can you just talk about that, you know, about what you know, is that kind of, do you feel like that's part of your role, you know, because of the strength of yours? Or?
I don't really have a specific role. My role is to help this team win, and however that's done, you know, and that it may have different approaches being taken to get that done, but my role is to come in here and be a positive teammate and be a positive role model and friend to my and brother to my teammates, and that's what I want to do. However that is, you know, it comes, you know, it's different, you know, and if I got to go out and do something on the field that I can do and to get this team up to do that, I'm going to try my best to go out and do that as well. You know, if I have to teach somebody or say something to someone to get them going, I'm going to do that. It's, you know, I'm not afraid of having any role or any kind of role. I can do what I need to do to try to get this team on.